Fewer people in the unemployment line.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. The number of people seeking jobless benefits fell again in a report out just minutes ago from the Labor Department. First-time claims for unemployment benefits dropped by 29,000 last week. It's at its lowest level in nearly 2 years. In another report, weak food and energy costs kept wholesale prices lower. The producer price index fell by 0.5% in June. J.P. Morgan Chase said today year-over-year earnings rose in its latest three-month period. The nation's second-largest bank by assets was the first to report their numbers this season. Many had expected the volatile stock market and a still sluggish economy would make for a less-than-stellar report. Marketplace's Alisa Roth is with us live from our studio in New York with the latest. Good morning, Alisa.
Good morning.
All right, where did these profits come from?
Well, J.P. Morgan says it earned a whopping $4.8 billion this quarter. That's 76% more than it earned in the same stretch last year. And where it earned that money is pretty much everywhere except investment banking. Even so, the CEO, Jamie Dimon, was pretty tough on the bank. He said the bank is still losing unacceptably large amounts of money on bad consumer loans and that earnings for the consumer banking business are unacceptable.
All right. So clearly, J.P. Morgan thinks the consumer is, the part of the business is still in trouble. I mean, what does that tell us about the state of the consumer?
It's hard to say. I talked to Karen Petru this morning. She's a banking analyst, and she said the answer is really not much, partly because the economy's in such a weird place right now that none of the usual rules hold. The interest rates are practically zero.
It creates a very wide swath in which banks can make money by basically taking very little risk or trading, and those are the sources of J.P. Morgan Chase's earnings, not firing up the lending machine, which in the current economy is very difficult to do.
And that could actually make things hard for J.P. Morgan when and if the new financial regulations go into effect, since a lot of people think they'll end up forcing the banks back into more traditional ways of earning money.
Marketplace's Alisa Roth reporting from New York. Alisa, thanks.
You're welcome.
Tomorrow, we get quarterly results from the other big guys, Citigroup and Bank of America. Most banks are still expected to be in the black, but it wasn't that long ago things were a little different. Here's Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman.
It was a little over a year ago that the Treasury's stress tests found 10 of the 19 biggest U.S. banks likely couldn't weather a severe recession.
What we had a year or more ago was a panic, a full-scale panic.
Stuart Greenbaum is professor emeritus at the Washington University Business School.
We're not in that kind of an environment right now.
Greenbaum says back then, banks were weighed down with lots of bad home loans. The economy was shedding 500,000 jobs a month. Now, foreclosures have peaked, loan losses are less scary, and profits are improving.
Our corporations, many of them are doing reasonably well, and the banks are gradually being restored. They're euphoric.
But would they be so euphoric if we stress-tested them again? I put the question to Eric Oja, a bank analyst at Standard & Poor's.
If the stress tests were given right now, I think that they would do a little bit better.
Oja says that's pretty good, considering unemployment actually shot much higher than the stress tests assumed. And Oja says banks did what the government told them, raised lots of cash. But if they're so flush, shouldn't they be lending some of that money back out? Washington University's Stuart Greenbaum says not really.
You know, they're criticized for not making more loans. They're happy to lend to small businesses if the quality of the loan applications are there.
The way he and the banks see it, they're probably better off sitting on their money than making risky loans in a bad economy. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. European stocks are higher at the moment, an average of about 0.3%. Wall Street yesterday, the S&P was flat. The NASDAQ continued its winning streak, though, up 0.3%. The Dow nudged slightly higher, up 4 points, to close at 10,366.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Vanguard, a client-owned company where the clients own the funds and the funds own the company. Learn more at Vanguard.com. By Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act. And by MassMutual, a mutual life insurance company owned by its members and policyholders. Learn more at massmutual.com/mutuality.
A lot of cities and states across the nation started their fiscal budget years a couple of weeks ago mired in deficits. Local leaders basically had a couple of choices: cut spending or borrow. Well, now a lot of unpopular decisions are starting to play out, as reporter April Demboski explains.
The city of Oakland is ranked as one of the most dangerous cities in the country. But on Tuesday night, its city council laid off 80 police officers. Councilmember Nancy Nadel said they had no choice.
We've cut everything else to the bone, so we just felt it was necessary for them to take a piece of the pain as well.
Other cities and states are making up for budget deficits by borrowing. Illinois could rack up $9.3 billion in bonds this year, then spend millions on top of that in interest payments.
Illinois is unique, but not alone.
That's Brian Battle of Performance Trust Capital Partners in Chicago. He says municipalities across the country face rising labor and pension costs, and short-term measures won't be enough.
They're going to close the library 3 days a week. They're only going to cut the grass at the park once a week instead of twice a week. But the recession is long enough and the overspending is big enough that that won't do it over the long term.
For cities that still can't balance their budgets through cuts and loans, there's always the unpopular prospect of raising taxes. In Oakland, I'm April Demboski for Marketplace.
And finally, in the lobby of Chicago's John Hancock Tower, there's an ad for the 94th floor observatory. It beckons people up to dine at the Windy City's highest cafe and bar. But one floor above that, people can dine and drink in the signature room, a restaurant and lounge. The manager of the observatory told the Chicago Tribune there's nothing misleading about the ad. He says everyone knows the difference between a cafe and bar and restaurant and lounge. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. Catch us online at marketplace.org and follow me on Twitter, Chiatakis, MMR, in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.